to my fellow yokemen in the gospel. And to all of God's children.
The devil don't want to act right this morning.
He ain't gonna never act right, is he? But we got to preach the gospel. Anytime you get around with the cross, the devil don't want to hear that. It's Easter Sunday. It's good to be here.
Amen.
We come to celebrate something.
Hallelujah.
Celebrate or getting up. Somebody here don't know he got up. But I believe the majority of us here know that he got up. And I'm happy this morning because I know he lives. We're going to call your attention a few moments to the Gospel of Luke, if you will. The 23rd chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And we'll begin at the 27th verse. I want us to pay close attention to what the Lord has to say this morning. I hope you will. Close attention. The Lord got some news that he wants you to hear this morning. Good news. It may be good to some, it may be bad to others, but it's good news. Luke 23, the gospel is good news. And there followed him a great company of people. And a woman, which also lament him. Bewail means sorrow, lament, grief, and weeping. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the day are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren and the womb that never bare, and the paths which never give suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountain, Fall on us. And to be fall on us, and to the hills cover us. For if they, talking about Satan folks, if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in a dry? Green tree, talking about the living tree, Jesus Christ. If they done him, and he is the Son of God, what you think about us? Our thought this morning is, don't cry for me. Don't cry for me. A reason the Lord put this message on my heart. Because a lot of time we begin to feel sorry for Christ.
Yes, sir.
When he was bearing the cross, going up Golgotha Hill. And sometimes we get to thinking about how he suffered. We begin to feel sad. But we want to let you know first that we all celebrate Easter. Sinners celebrate Easter along with the Christian. But the main thing is to know what you are celebrating. Not trying to spoil your Easter now. Just listen to me. But we need to know these things. That's all. Everybody celebrate Easter. The Son of Man also celebrate Easter. He take off on his job like the Christian. Some of them come to church and some of them don't. But they all celebrate Easter. But the main thing is to know what we are celebrating. We need to know what Easter is all about. Because so many of us yet still don't know what Easter is all about. About rabbits. It's not about clothing, and it's not about flowers. All these things were just added to the resurrection. Not by God, but by man. The clothes doesn't have nothing to do with Christ. Now, I don't know how the rabbit got in there. God knows, I puzzle that. When did he got in there? You know. Where did the egg come from? God knows I don't know. Rabbits don't lay eggs. I thought about that, you know. And y'all know that. I'm being serious. Where all this stuff come from? Where all of this stuff come from? It have nothing to do with Christ. I want my children to know that. I want my children to know that. The Bible says, tell them the truth. I know you may have what you call an Easter basket, but it have nothing to do with Christ. Not one thing. Not a thing. I've got to wait till folks get through walking. I don't know why folks walk when I get to preaching. It disturbed me when folks walk. Disturb me when folk walk when I'm preaching. It have nothing to do with Christ. Not a thing. All these additions that man have added is for to lead us astray. All these additions that man had put and hung on the resurrection had turned children all the way around. And some of them still don't know no better because some parents still don't know. No better. We feel like we got to dress up on Easter. Not trying to be dogmatic. I'm just teaching now. It ain't got nothing to do with Christ. Lord have mercy. Jesus got up out the grave. Them things that I call off wasn't a one there. He didn't need nothing to help him get up out the grave. But the devil, he's slick, he's cunning, he's naked. He denied and he always tried to change us around to miss the real point. On Easter Sunday, every child of God ought to know what he celebrates. Sinners celebrate Easter. But they don't know what they celebrate. Yeah. If you just realize, Son of Man, what Christ has done for you.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I say, if you realize,
yeah,
it's just not a day off. It's just not I got an extra day to go to the lake.
Yeah. Come on with it,
It's just not an extra day. I'm going to sit down and relax and watch television. Hallelujah. If you just knew what Christ had done for you.
We have added so much to the resurrection until it's detouring folks around the real thing. I told the folks this morning, Easter didn't make Christ. But Christ made Easter.
Amen.
Easter was a pagan day anyway before Jesus died on the cross. Lord have mercy. The reason the church celebrates on Easter is because Christ got up the first day of the week. He got up. I said the church celebrated the cause. He got up on the first day. Not the Sabbath day, but the first day. Saturday is the Sabbath day. He stayed in the grave. They put him in the grave Friday evening. He stayed there all day Saturday. He stayed there all day Saturday, all night Saturday. But early Sunday morning, the first day of the week, he got up.
He got up. Amen.
And that's really Christian. That's when we celebrate. We got something to celebrate. If you just realize what it was all about. And when he was going up that cross, hallelujah. And when he had that cross on his shoulder. Y'all better not go to sleep. You better listen at me. When he had that cross on his shoulder. Somebody said, the Bible said, Simon. They forced him to help carry the cross. Can't you see him? Lord have mercy. With that cross on his shoulder. Can't you see Jesus? I want y'all to imagine in your mind. Can't you see him with 72 thorny crowns on his head? Blood streaming down his brow. Looking nasty. Bloody. Feeling bad. And the women start crying.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's enough to be sad.
Come on, all right, come on.
It's enough to be sad. You be sad even when a sinner man be treated like that. It's just the nature of man. If man ain't got no kind of feeling, you don't get sad. But the way folk treat it, something wrong with you. It's just natural. But here is the Christ, the Son of the Living God, going up down the hill with a cross on his shoulder. And the women started crying.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how they were sounding, but they was crying. They were sorry. They was grieved. My Savior, my Lord. Can't you see Mary Magdalene said, this the Jesus that got them devils out of me. Look how they doing, my Lord. It's enough to cry. Can't you see the woman who was caught in the very act? This the Jesus who had mercy on me when everybody else wanted to stone me. Look how they doing, Jesus. Lord have mercy. Look at Barabbas. Can't you see Barabbas standing out there looking? And can't you see somebody touch Barabbas? Is it Barabbas? I thought you were going to be in the line too with a cross. He said, you have heard the lady news. He took my place.
Yeah.
Young folks, Lord have mercy. You don't realize what Jesus done for you. Jesus didn't do nothing. We the one done something. It was all of us got that hammer and nailed a nail through his head because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Folks don't realize. And them women moaning. The Bible said Jesus turned all the way around. Hey! And said, y'all better stop crying about me.
Yes,
sir. Lord have mercy. I got happy when I looked at that.
Yeah.
Don't be crying for me. Don't be moaning for me. Don't be groaning for me. Don't be grieved. Don't feel sorry for me. I know who I am. You ain't got to worry about me. Worrying about me ain't going to help. I know who I am. I know I am the Son of God. I tell you what. Lord have mercy. You better start a worrying not only about me. You better start a worrying about your son. You better worry about your daughter. You better worry about your own self. I'm all right.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you all this. I want to tell you something. Feeling sorry for Jesus. Feeling sorry for him. Ain't going to get you in the kingdom of God. You can see him going up Gaza Hill and you can just cry and just cheer, Lord. But that will not get you in the kingdom of God. Don't cry for me. It ain't going to happen.
You're right.
In other words, can't nothing stop me. You just don't know what plan I got. Can't nobody stop me.
Yes, sir.
Your crying ain't going to make me feel sad. Your crying ain't going to make the enemy feel sad. I got a job to do. Yes. I know who I am.
Yes, sir.
You better cry for yourself.
Amen.
Looking at Christ,
well,
sometimes you get sad.
Yeah.
Notice in that 29th verse. Did you not know, he said, for behold, the day is coming in which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the womb that never bare. Do y'all know what that means? Lord have mercy. He said, blessed is the woman in them days that coming when I leave here. It's best for a woman almost not to have no children. Blessed is the barren.
All right.
Y'all don't hear me. It said that.
I'm never.
It said that. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Why, Reverend Walker? Because children now are hard to have.
Amen.
Children now, you can't do nothing with them. Children now, regardless of how you do, they still buck up at you. Blessed are the woman who can't even bear a child. In them days. He said, blessed. That's what he said there. Y'all around here crying for me, he told her. He said, but leave me alone. I'm all
right.
I laid down my life. Didn't nobody take mine. And I can pick it up when I feel like it. You better begin to cry for yourself. Don't you see women now how they moaning? Can't you see women now how they groaning for their sons and their daughters? They moaning, bro. It's sad times now. Every family almost go in. But I said 5 out of 10 of a groaning mother in there. It's a broken-hearted mother. Worrying about that son. Worrying about that daughter. Even sometimes worrying about themselves. It's sad times now. Don't cry for me. I know who I am. And what he was saying again, it wasn't no mistake made in heaven. I know what I'm doing. It was planned before the foundation of the world. Didn't nobody mess up in heaven. That's what he's trying to tell you. Before the world was, I am. Before the foundation of the world, the lamb was already slain.
That's right.
I wish y'all see what I see.
Come on, Reverend.
What Jesus saying here? Jesus saying, before you got here, I was already dead.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I was already dead. Before you came out your mother womb, I was already dead. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Well, Reverend Walker, what happened then? The first of the Bible, you know what happened? In the beginning. That didn't start God. God started beginning. See, when the angels, when God and all his company, the Father, Son, they got together and put everything down and said, now, they backed all the way back up and said, now, let's begin. I know y'all don't see that. That's too much now. Already done said, I'm going to die on the cross. Already knew that man was going to mess up. It wasn't no mistake. Don't cry for me. I know what I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, you right? Come on.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Trying to get y'all to see what I see.
God bless you.
When you see it, don't you get happy?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's plain too.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
When you see it, you get happy. A lot of folks don't know what he done doing.
Yeah.
Don't cry for me. I don't need your pity.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. I don't need your pity. You better understand. You better know the purpose that I come here for.
Yes, amen.
Don't cry for me. You better know the purpose that I'm here. You better know the purpose that I got this cross on my shoulder.
Yes.
You better know that.
Because
crying ain't going to help you.
Right.
And young folks, young married folks, if it ever was a time you need Jesus,
yes, sir.
You need him now.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
From the depths of my heart, we approaching, we haven't got to him yet.
Yeah.
But they're all around us.
Yeah.
We're going to approach some days that are going to knock us off our feet.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
I've been telling y'all that ever since I've been here.
Amen.
Crying ain't going to help.
Right.
We moaning over our children because what's happening? But sisters and brothers,
well,
you better know the purpose that calls for. When we look at the cross, I brought this here. And I'm not crazy. Got plenty of sense.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's enough to cry. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. There ain't nothing pretty to look at, is it? Look at that. Look at it. Look at it. What are you doing for this? Ain't sin nowhere. Look at it. He ain't beautiful. Look at it. Look at it. They got that looking good. They got that looking good.
Yes, sir.
He was looking worse than that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
That means Isaiah said, when you look up on him, he's nothing pretty to see.
Yeah.
Can't you see Jesus going up that hill with that cross on his shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
What he was going for, Rebel Walker? He was going for you and me. He was going for your sin and my sin. Can't you see him? How he laughing at him for us?
Yeah.
Can't you see him looking nasty? Can't you see him bloody?
Yes, sir.
Can't you see him? How folk was mocking him.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says he never said a mumbling word.
Right.
A mumbling word means, Lord, y'all not let me come here. Right?
No.
He didn't say a mumbling word.
All right. Well,
let me back up a little bit because I see some young folks looking at me strange.
Yeah.
I want you to look at me strange.
Yeah.
God knows. You see, he said, but Reverend Walker, where I come in? How he died for me? What he was doing, Rev? Really, what he was doing, Rev? Number one, when you got here, you was a baby sinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
volunteer and told God, I will pay that price.
Yes, sir.
For you and for me. He ain't done nothing wrong.
Let
me back up a little bit more. You see, when you got here, you said, but Reverend Walker, I've always been obedient to my parents. I ain't never done nothing wrong, Reverend. I've always been a good child. I'm not disputing that. But when you got here and you missed and you was a sinner, you was already on your way to hell, and if you don't give your life to Christ, you'll keep on in hell.
Yeah, right.
See, he didn't want God to stop you from going when you believe on him.
That's right.
He was doing that for every man.
Yeah.
That's the reason every man that believe on him, he don't have to go to hell now because Christ already been.
Yeah.
Every man, every boy, every child, every girl, every man, every woman, everybody, if they want to go to hell. You got to know what Christ done for you.
That's right.
Look at him. Look at him, how they got him up there. Look how they treated him.
Yeah.
Pushed him down.
Yeah.
Kicking him. For you and me. I ain't done nothing. And when they got him up on that hill, it wasn't no stake waiting on him.
No,
it wasn't no turkey waiting on him.
No,
it was nails and hammer waiting
yeah.
on him.
Right.
Can't y'all see your Christ?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I want y'all to picture. You better wake up, man. Picture what Jesus done for you.
Yeah.
Can't you see him after they laid him down on that cross?
I know.
Stretched him out.
Sure did.
He was looking bad, y'all.
Well,
you won't take no picture. He was looking bad. Bloody.
Uh-huh.
Can't you see one of them soldiers getting one of them big old nails? Pam.
Yeah.
Pam.
Yeah.
Can't you see him? Can't you see him growing up?
Yeah.
Nails going through your hand.
Yeah.
Some of David prophesied a bone in his body won't be broken.
Well.
That big nail went down through there and couldn't touch a bone.
No, sir.
The Holy Ghost had to dive the nail, make sure it don't hit no bone.
Yeah.
Cause it already been prophesied, not a bone in his body will be broken.
Yes, sir.
And he stretched out there. Somebody working on this hand, that hand. Then yeah. somebody got his feet.
Yeah.
Nailed through his feet and didn't even touch a bone.
No, sir.
Didn't do nothing. But we done so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after a while, they put that cross in that hole.
Uh-huh.
And he was stretching a while. Look at him out there. For you and me.
Yeah.
Wake up. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. I ain't talking about Daniel and Lion then. I'm talking about Jesus now.
Yeah.
Wake up. Wake up, man. Look at Jesus out there on that cross for you and me. Suffering hot. Look at him. He said, Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Look at him. Look what he said. They know not what they're doing. They didn't know they had the Son of God on that cross.
Yes, sir.
They would have never nailed him there if they really knew he was the Son of God.
Yes.
But it had to be done.
Yes.
Somebody had to do it.
That's right.
Jesus was our only way out.
Yes.
You talking about a meal ticket.
Yes, sir.
He is our meal ticket.
Yes. You're right. Oh, yes.
Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. Just like right now. Somebody listen at me right now. They hear the word of God and just walk off and leave it. You don't know what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
You walking off from life
yes,
and don't even realize it. Lord have mercy. When he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. He was looking at it spiritually.
Yes.
Now, since he have took it, we can tell him now, forgive us. And he will forgive us.
Yeah.
He took our place.
Yeah.
Now God will forgive us because God, Jesus Christ, took our sins.
That's right.
And then he said, my God, why have thou forsaken me?
Yeah.
He's still on the cross, y'all.
Yeah.
My God, why have thou forsaken me?
Yeah.
The word has never been separated from the Father. He against y'all, and then God turned his back on him. Because the Father will have nothing to do with sin. He had our sin. That means he turned his back on you. That means Jesus said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? He had your sin and my sin. And God turned his back. Because God ain't going to have no dealing with sin. That's the very reason when you walk with Christ. Lord have mercy. You can't walk with him in sin.
Oh, you are.
Y'all better listen to me.
Amen.
You can't walk. God don't walk with sin. See, sometimes we're trying to pick up God and the devil too. It don't work. It just won't work. Y'all listen to that. You know, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, he got to first deny himself.
That's right. Yes, sir.
He got to take up his cross daily and follow me. If any man, I don't care who you are, you got to take up your cross, but first, you got to deny yourself. What self-reward? You've got to forget about yourself. What I want to be, what I thought I want to be. You've got to let God be what he wants you to be.
That's right.
That's denying. Watch Jesus. Then we're going on. Close. You know what Jesus does? He don't make us take no cross. He don't put it on your shoulder. He lay it down beside you.
All
right. If any man come after me, let him deny himself. I don't care who you are, where you come from. If any man, he got to first deny himself. He got to pick the cross up himself. He got to take up his cross daily and follow Jesus. Now what Jesus says, whatever you got in your hand, you got to drop it. It's up to you. Now for instance, if I want to follow Christ, whatever I got in my hand, I got a hand full. When we run up on Jesus and give our life to him, our hand's already full. What I want to be in life, I'm somebody. You got to drop that. If you're going to pick up that cross, you can't pick it up with all this stuff in your hand. You got to then pick up the cross. But you got to leave your junk on the ground. You can't follow Jesus. He ain't going to walk in sin. That's the very reason. If you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you, then you can start back walking with him. But he ain't going to walk with sin. Too many folks try to catch on to the devil and hold on to Jesus too.
Yes,
it ain't going to work. You're fooling yourself. God knows you're fooling yourself. If God cut his back on his own son, what you think about us?
You're right.
He ain't going to walk with you. You've got to confess your sin. Don't mean a bit of harm, but so many of us. We kind of play God cheap.
Yeah.
We go and use ourselves up, party all the time, and do what we want to do, and then go catch a hold of Jesus. It don't work like that. You can't follow Jesus and the devil at the same time because they're going two different ways. They ain't going the same way. You can't go to Birmingham and Bethlehem at the same time to save your life.
No, sir. No way.
Why hast thou forsaken me? And then after a while, Jesus dropped his head. And he told his Father, I could command my spirit. He died himself. Satan, death, didn't have nothing to do with his death. Nothing. Satan wasn't there and death wasn't there to take care of Jesus. They were there to take care of the other two on the other side. Because he took his own life. He said, I take my own life, I lay it down, and burn it, let me do it like this. And I can pick it up when I feel like it.
Yes.
He ain't able to do exactly what he want to do.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
So don't cry for me, I know what I'm doing. Don't worry about me, I know where I'm going, I know who I am. I have lost my identity.
All right.
And then after a while, they got him. And he took his body down.
Uh-huh.
And they wrapped him up. They wrapped him. Wrapped this dead clothes folks around him. They got him and placed him in a borrowed tomb.
Uh-huh.
Put him in the tomb. And called himself locking him up.
Yeah.
Called himself putting a seal there.
Yes, sir.
Putting a big rock there. And they're sealing it up. Watch it now. Y'all better listen to that. They got his body. But his spirit went to hell.
Yeah.
See, they took his body down from the cross. But his spirit went to hell. For what, Brother Walker? He had to go to hell down there for you and me. But his body's still in the grave. But his spirit in hell. Somebody had to go to hell and pay a debt for us. And that's the very reason when you believe in him, you ain't got to go to hell because we already been there. That's when Jesus said, if anybody go to hell, they go because they want to go. God said, I didn't make hell for man. I made it for the devil and an angel. Right. But if you don't believe in me, I ain't got nowhere else to send you. And here Jesus down in hell for you and me. Somebody had to go to hell. He loved us so until he took it on his own self. Ain't that plain as day? Watch this. I don't know what part of them 3 days he done this. But he told Satan, I want the keys now.
Yeah.
Give them up. Come see, on, see, man. You don't conquer a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And he told Satan, bring the keys over here.
Well,
he got the keys to hell. And then he told grave, I want the stain.
Yeah.
Let me explain that. And he told death, I'm getting the stain. I'm getting the victory from the grave. And I want death. I want the stain.
Yeah.
Now watch this. When a child of God die now, y'all know what happened. The devil really don't stain us. Death don't stain us.
Uh-huh.
We just go on to be with the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Man. That's what Paul said. Oh, death, where is thy stain?
Yeah.
Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Yeah. You know what? One day Jesus is going to come back. And did you not know, oh, death ain't going to even touch you? You're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And you can look at, oh, death. Oh, death, where is your stain?
Yeah.
Jesus already took the stain.
Yeah.
And them folk that in the grave now that died in Christ.
Yeah.
The grave going to bust open one day. Oh, grave, I've been here to you a long time. But when Jesus blow that trumpet, they're going to bust them graves open. And they say, oh, grave, where is your victory? Them saints going to get up out the grave. Jesus done that for us. Folks don't know what Christ done for them. He done all that for you. He done all that for me. Got up.
Uh-huh.
And then we done all that. Then he, oh, that mercy, told the angels to shake the earth.
Yeah.
And the rock moved back out the way.
Yeah.
And then he got back in this. Got back in this dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rose.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He rose with a glorified body.
Yeah. All right.
He had a body that wouldn't ache no more.
Yeah.
He had a body that won't get tired no more.
Yeah.
And he told us he had overcome the world.
Yeah.
And if you believe in me, you can overcome it too.
Oh, yes,
and one of these days,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
One of these days,
yeah.
That's what I told you, you better wait for him while he's dead.
Yeah.
You better wear out for him now.
Yeah.
When you wear out, you got a new body waiting on you.
Yeah.
That means Jesus said, you better do for me while you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get tired. My legs get tired.
Yeah.
I want to wear out for Christ. Why, Walker? I got another power waiting on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
He said, just like I get up, you're going to get up the same way with a brand new body.
Yeah.
Lord, how much that.
Yeah.
Paul said, I want to know the power of your resurrection.
Yeah.
He got up.
Yes,
he got up.
Uh-huh.
He done all this for us. Young folks, realize what I say. It's very important. You give your life to Christ. It ain't no other way to go to heaven but through him.
Yes, sir.
There's no other way to get better but through him.
Yes.
I know you got a lot of false doctors saying this and that, but you better hear God preach you.
Yes. Amen.
You got to understand what it's all about. And when next Easter comes,
Lord have mercy.
All right.
You have to go to blacks or whatever those is, and Caribbean and Magrage. Because I know. Lord have mercy. Y'all didn't hear me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every Easter I thought I had to get a new suit.
Yeah.
But oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I don't find out now I don't need no new suit.
Yeah.
I already got a new suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't the clothes, but knowing what he done for you. And I want to say to the woman who ain't got no money, you may not get dressed like the Joneses, but don't worry.
Yes. Yes.
You may not get buy no shoes on Easter,
yes,
but wait a little while longer.
Yes.
God got a brand new robe waiting on you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
He got some new shoes waiting on you. When you find out what it's all about,
yes,
you'll keep the money in your pocket.
Well.
When you know what he's done for you,
yes,
the devil will keep you broke.
Yes. Say it, sir.
Yes, sir.
He's done something for you.
Yes,
so Jesus, don't cry for me. I know who I am.
Yes.
I am the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yes.
I am the bread of life.
Yes.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
No man can come to the Father but by me.
Well,
I am the bread of life.
Yes.
I am the chief cornerstone.
Yes.
I am the Lord of God.
Yes.
I am the Son of God.
Yes.
I am the living water.
Yes.
I am the resurrection of life.
Yes.
I am that I am.
Yes.
I am.
I am.
I know who I am. Don't cry for me.
Yes.
I know who I am.
Yes.
Don't feel sorry for me. I know who I am.
Yes.
I know who I am.
Well,
do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Ain't you glad to know?
Yeah.
Don't you feel good when you know?
Yeah.
Boy, I did have a grief for young folks.
Yeah.
God knows. Jesus just told me to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So many young folks, I feel sorry for
you. Yeah.
This world finna get rough.
Yes,
it's finna get rough. God knows it's finna get rough. You haven't seen nothing yet. It's finna get rough.
Yes.
You're gonna need Jesus.
Amen.
He's the only one can bring you out.
Well,
he's the only one can take care of you.
Yes. Yes,
I want to tell you, young people, one more time. Listen to me, young folks. Ain't but one safe place on this earth.
Oh, yes,
and that's the church.
Well,
and I'm not talking about these walls here.
Yes, sir,
I'm talking about the living church.
Yes,
I'm
yes,
talking about Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and there are another safe place on this earth.
Yes,
I don't care where you go.
Amen.
The best thing God got on this earth is the church.
Yes, sir.
That's the only somebody Jesus comes back after.
Yes, yes.
He said, I'm coming back after my church. And I'm leaving all the other junk here. He said, I'm coming as a thief and a robber.
Yeah.
Y'all know how a thief come. He come when you're not looking for him.
Yeah.
And when a thief come, look what he take. He take nothing but good radio.
Yeah.
Fur coat.
Yeah.
Diamond ring. He get all the best stuff. He leave all the junk behind.
Yeah.
He don't want no old house shoes.
No.
He don't want no duck pants.
Yes.
When Jesus comes back, he's coming at the best.
Yes.
Those who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
That's who he's coming at.
Yes.
Go to church is the best place to be.
Oh, yes, sir.
You're right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Somebody need him this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somebody need him this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know you need him. You know you need Christ. God knows you're going to leave. He said, Reverend Walker, but he hasn't got to hear from you now. But I'm his preacher.
Yeah.
I'm his preacher. You may not want to agree with me, but I am his preacher.
Oh, yes, sir.
He said you can't hear but doubt him.
Yeah.
You've got to hear the preacher. You've got to hear God preach. Regardless of what you hear out there, you've got to hear his preaching. Now, if anybody here need Christ, what's the musician there? Play me something, Saul. Somebody may need Christ. I'm asking you to come. Give your life to Christ before it's too late. Give your life to Christ while you have a chance. Give your life to Christ. Why, you have a chance? That's right. Play me a little something now. I like to hear a little music sometimes. Come on. Would there be one? It's up to you. He just laid the cross down. You got to pick it up. It's up to you. 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 Everybody gonna need it. I guarantee you. Everybody gonna need it. Everybody gonna need it. Everybody gonna need it. I guarantee you gonna need it. You may be doing fine now. You may be doing well, but you gonna need it. You got to.